I haven't come around alone. I've got a friend with me, as I generally do, on these 10:30 pre-shows before Dave's gone by. And my friend is Jeff Goodman. Hello, Jeff. How you doing? Oops, whoops. How are you doing? There we go.
Unless, of course, I'm sleeping.
Well, yeah. Well, you only missed one show because of
I only slept through one show.
Yeah. I sleep through most of mine. That's probably...
But I am doing really wonderfully today because it's like Christmas in November.
Why is that? It's 60 degrees raining. What do you mean?
We have new microphone covers here. Oh. I am so happy.
Yay.
I'm almost crying. I'm almost in tears.
Well, don't cry because you'll get them all soggy. And we don't want to ruin
them.
They're
so nice.
And they don't even have lipstick on them yet. They're actually nice, new, fuzzy. Although that one, the yellow one, kind of has already... somebody chewed a piece off it already.
How do they do that?
I don't know. Someone was really hungry. You see that on the side? The other side. They literally nibbled off a piece of microphone cover.
Is that the Chinese people? They'll eat anything.
And then they get hungry. And then, you know, an hour later, they'll eat a little more microphone cover. I guess there aren't any more dogs in the neighborhood. But, you know, I don't know what that means. Doesn't mean anything. Don't go there. We're very happy to be here.
Just let you fly in the wind on that.
Oh, that's what I do.
I'm not even going, David, what are you talking about?
Not a thing, not a thing. Well, welcome.
But I'm happy with my microphone cover.
Yay! don't spit all over it. Thank you very much. He's wiping it off. You're having a little too much fun wiping off that microphone. Now, you don't put your hand back and forth over. Now, what was that? I don't even know what that was.
Me neither.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can
see. What's the microphone humor tonight?
All right, go for it. Can you do like Michael Winslow? Remember the guy from Police Academy?
God, do I wish I could do that.
Was that neat? Those. Can you do any noises at all? What was that supposed to be? I don't know what it was.
I don't know.
Okay,
I'm just making things up right now.
I can do the cork pop. I can do that.
Or like this.
Oh, that was good. See, I did it with the hand slapping the front of the mouth, like, you know. But Jeff did the... That sounded great. When you're literally popping the thumb out of your mouth. Where'd you learn that?
I'm not sure.
In a bar. Right. And it wasn't a thumb.
It was my third grade teacher who taught me that. I don't know. What was that?
And both his hands were over his head. I don't know.
I know. That was the same year I learned to gargle.
Oh, I'm not going there. What was that?
I don't know.
Something like Alka-Seltzer hitting the bottom of a stomach. Nah. Mm. Nah. Oh, that's phonetic punctuation. That's Victor Borga. And he said...
That wasn't a good one.
Will you put your microphone thing back on? There we go.
I like to be a stand-up comic, isn't it? Thank you very much.
Yeah, but it sounds very weird when you're that close to the mic. You're really very, it's a test tone. Yeah, aren't you so glad you tuned into this half hour of programming, ladies and gentlemen, on WGBB AM 1240. I'm Dave Lefkowitz. This is my co-host, Jeff Goodman.
And this is why we don't give Jeff a microphone every day.
Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! I shoot flamingos in a fruit fight! Every color of day, swirling around at night.
There goes the neighborhood. Welcome everybody, everyone, on this 196th episode of Dave's Gone By, this November 12th, 2006. So happy to be here. So happy that my guest co-host is here tonight. I'm thrilled. Mr. Jeff Goodman making his way back to the microphone. He was here for the pre-show. Oops. There we go.
I'm trying to find Pam a flight to Florida. But Tammy, you have to call back. I don't know where in Florida you want to go.
Right.
And what airport you want to leave. Well, out of New York, I'm pretty
sure. Well, I can get that information, or I can hook you guys up, as it were.
Well,
like,
call back. Well, I'll get, by the end of the show, I'll have a booked.
Sounds good.
On the flight.
On a reasonable flight, not like...
$79 each
Slovakia Air.
No, probably on U.S. Airways.
Like Frank Flintstone Airways, where your feet are paddling across clouds.
Well, she might have to be a stewardess for a little bit. But
oh, well, that's okay.
Or flight attendant, excuse me. Woo-hoo! I have no more stewardesses.
Steward.
That's not a good word.
That was Shelley Berman. What? No?
Steward die?
Well,
the word die is never good on aircraft.
No, certainly not. Anywho, thanks for being with us, Jeff Goodman. Thanks for being with us, everybody, on this November 12th. I'm so happy and peppy and bursting with political love.
And happy Veterans Day.
You know what? Happy Veterans Day. Everybody's remember that stupid picture of George Bush in the New York Post, but he was crying. Say that for Memorial Day. That's the one for the dead soldiers. Veterans Day is just... It's
people crying
about war.
Election Day. They just say election.
Let's talk, first of all, let's say thank you to the sponsors, and then let's get into it. Let's go to lunch.
Mortgages do rock.
MortgagesRock.com. Hewlett Minuteman Press, the Bible of Broadway, performing art... No, performing...
Hewlett Minuteman Press is the Bible of Broadway?
Damn, I'm so giddy, I'm confused already. Performing Arts Insider is the Bible of Broadway. Hewlett Minuteman Press
is
are the copy kings of Broadway.
And for all your copy needs.
Right. And Fancy Schmancy Balloons for all your party needs. Jeff, you want to take that one real quick?
You never remember my phone number. It's 516-797-3229.
797-3229, area code 516. For not just balloons, but you also do centerpieces.
All your party decorating needs.
Except flowers.
Right.
Flowers you don't do, but the other
nothing
stuff.
Nothing living, they die.
Well, yeah, like Stuart die. There you go. See, I tied that in very nicely.
That's right. But we don't fly. Well, we'll fly. We'll fly to your party. I've done parties where I had to travel.
Really?
I've done parties in L.A. I've done parties in Vegas.
How did you get, like, or you didn't bring the balloons? You brought the, like,
well,
or
I brought
you
the balloons,
balloons,
but I got the helium there.
Yeah. And I didn't know this. One time we were driving, one of the first times, and I go into the car, and I see these giant metal tanks in your van. And I'm like, I'm not getting in there. We have an accident. Forget it. And you explained.
Helium is a non-flammable gas.
So if you were to light a match near helium.
I like the stuff that I expel.
Oh, you made a couple of nasty ones. I got to explain, if you weren't listening to the pre-show 7 minutes ago, that I'm in the booth area of the studio, and Jeff is in the guest area. We're looking at each other. We're only a few feet away. But we're separated by some wall and a big pane of soundproof glass. Well,
don't tell him about the open door and the open window, though.
All right, yeah.
Between the two rooms.
I'm telling you, ass trumps glass in this particular case. Jeff let out a silent, but as
it
George Carlin would say, it was the SBD. Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting there, I'm talking, and I didn't hear anything, and then I take a whiff, and I'm like, whoa, that's not the Wendy's chicken burger.
I'm sorry, I'm a little gassy this evening.
Or maybe it was the Wendy's chicken burger, just a few minutes later. So come on, I wanted to take like 10 good minutes, because we got such good stuff this show. We got TJ and Dave are going to be, not me, Dave. See, the name of this
that's
the title
that only
of this
like a T to us.
Yes. That's well, and a J. Oh, you're the
J, a
J, and I'm a Dave.
Oh my God,
so
Dave, he forgets.
I know,
oh
I know. Sorry, but that's why the title of this particular episode of Dave's Gone By is TJ and Dave and Dave. Get it?
Well, it would be TJ and Dave and JG and Dave.
No, just roll with me on this. Do you know who TJ and Dave
I feel
are?
Something coming out of me.
Oh no! Please no.
Now, I heard that, and I'm separated by soundproof glass.
Yeah, but mine was real. And
I don't have a microphone, but I still heard it all the way in here.
I wonder if that came from on your home, on your radio, I suppose. If it did, I'm going to blame it on... No one really hears
the equipment.
Blame it on the dog.
The turkey. There's a Thanksgiving
turkey. There's a Thanksgiving
turkey.
Turkey on the wall. I blame it on him. Can we get to politics? Oh, TJ and Dave, coming up on the show in just a few minutes.
Sooner than you think.
Improv comedy team from Chicago developed a real following there for doing an improv that was very funny, but much more character-driven. They do full-length, long-form improv. Unlike
we'll be hearing it in about 5 minutes.
Whose line is it anyway? And then we'll say a farewell to Jack Palance, towards the end of the show.
Bye-bye, Jack.
Okay, we've done it. We don't have to do that part. But let's say hello to a Democratic Congress and a Democratic Senate. Yeah.
Thank God it passed the gas of the Senate.
I'm telling you. I mean, why do you think it happened, Jeff? Why do you think finally the country woke up from its...
They were effed up. They were fed up.
Yeah. They were K-fed up. Yeah.
No, he's been FedEx.
Yeah.
So,
No, but I mean, I've got a whole list
because we don't... We, all of a sudden, they realized that George Bush was no good.
Why didn't they realize it? See, I was demoralized
because
after 2004.
I was so demoralized. And really, they didn't re-elect George Bush. They just didn't want gay marriage in 2004. That was the issue.
No, the issue was still terrorism and the war. Because gay marriage was a side thing.
The real issue why people went to the polls, they were so afraid of two men marrying. Can you imagine?
No, maybe that was some issue for a certain small section of the country.
I'm sorry. It was still
a referendum on the fact that we hadn't been terrorized, quote-unquote, again since 9/11, and Bush was taking credit for that.
He plays that fear card.
Yeah, but it worked. Okay, and in 2004, it worked.
Well, it just proves it took us 6 years to smarten up.
Unbelievable. And the thing was, we were over at a friend's house on election night. It was like a little party we were having, because we knew that the House would turn. We knew that Democrats would take the House.
God bless Nancy Pelosi.
And we're watching, and then it's, wait a minute, you think we're actually going to take the Senate? And I was like, it'll be really close, but they'll win it by one, or Cheney will
they
be swinging.
They thought it was going to be
50-50. Right, which it sort of was. I mean, you only knew when you woke up in the morning.
Because there was only one state. Was the difference by like 2,000 or 3,000 votes?
Yeah. I mean, hell, the 2000 election was the difference of a few thousand votes that were thrown away.
Well, the 2000... the goddamn Chad.
But you know what I believe started the ball rolling for the past couple of years, and that finally
that
led to this...
That woman who was out in front of George Bush's house?
Exactly, Cindy Sheehan.
God bless her.
Cindy Sheehan, they were trying to poo-poo her. They would say... See, the one reason they couldn't put down Cindy Sheehan the way they could Murtha... Or and he was also very important in this, or they couldn't say, oh, it was just a Democratic politician running his mouth. Whatever the media could say about her, the right wing or the Republican media could say about her, they could not deny the fact that her son was dead. They couldn't deny the fact that he went to Iraq, he got killed, and we learned that Iraq, we were brought there under false pretenses, and the president knew it, and so... Her
I'm
camping out and her doing that, I mean, yeah, they make
and
fun
know,
of her.
I hope she runs for an office and gets it.
Well, like Carolyn McCarthy from the Long Island Railroad shooting thing, yeah. And those war widows, I think they had something to it when they started picking on them because they were making a career out of their tragedy. And it's because they were on speaking engagement and paid for such. Like,
please.
So what?
Like, Bush isn't paid for fear-mongering?
Yeah, and he killed 3,000 people, almost, you know. He'll be paid $100,000 a night to go speak somewhere.
Yeah.
As all presidents are. You know, that's what Bill Clinton makes. Yeah. So, it was those two. It was Sheehan and then Murtha piling that on, being sort of lone guns at that time.
I'll tell you, they were really... And they would send the police out to Sheehan and... You know, outside his ranch? Oof.
Well, yeah, it backfired eventually. Yeah. Everybody thought it would be a backlash against her, but they never could get a full backlash. Because no. You looked at her and she said, she lost her kid.
How do you get mad at her?
And then I think also finally all the other stuff caught up. I mean, the war isn't per se affecting any of us unless we know someone who knows someone who has one of the 2,800 dead. Honestly, or we honestly don't give a crap about 100,000 Iraqis dead. No one does. It's not as if the war is directly affecting anybody at all. But what is it now? It's initially, to start the war, they asked for $80 billion out of the Treasury. They're now saying that so far, you know how much has been spent apparently, Jeff?
I have no idea.
They're saying, and this is a nonpartisan congressional thing that's tallying up the numbers, so it isn't like the Democrats saying X, Y, and Z. Take a guess. How much is already...
How much did we start out with?
Well, they asked for $80 billion.
So what is it, like 116 billion now?
Try again.
400 billion?
Close. 340.
Wow.
Spent, as of already. And they're saying it could go up to a trillion
yet,
if we don't get the hell out of there.
And we still don't have, like, the body armor for the troops and stuff.
Yeah, right.
It's like, where is this money going to?
And
Halliburton?
And where did, I read somewhere just the other day that someone said, well, okay, yes, we're spending $100 billion, but did you know that this country's per capita growth thing is $13 trillion a year or something like that? And I'm like, but still, if we spend $1 trillion, that's 1/13 of our entire economy. Is
and,
going towards.
And plus, by the way, do we have a balanced budget like we did under Clinton?
No. Do we have health care? No.
But our deficit's going up because why shouldn't the grandchildren pay for it?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And again, if it were Iran or even Pakistan, I think it'd be a different story. But I mean, I think America finally
realized. If we
were
fighting the terrorists, it would be one thing.
We're real terrorists.
But we're actually fighting a war that was lost, and he was trying to clear his father's name.
Mm-hmm. That was the irony that people finally caught on. The one country, one of the few countries in the Arab world, that wanted to see the religious extremists put down was Saddam Hussein. Because he hated those people as much as me. You know, his life was as capitalistic and sybaritic, as anyone who's...
What does sybaritic mean?
Or living in a sybarite sort of fashion of being completely amoral and having anything you want anytime you want.
Are you a sybarite?
I wish I had the money to be. I would be. Lying on pillows, having women feed me grapes. Well, sometimes my wife feeds me grapes. Or she makes me go bring her grapes. And I and ice cream and breakfast. Love you, honey. Anywho.
Nipples.
Thank you. That was a little pre-show reference there. Thank you very much, Jeff. So anyway, and of course it's the economy. I mean, you play the stock market a lot. So for you, in some ways, it's been a good period. But for everybody else, you know, the stock market does not reflect what they're making, what they're paying at the pumps for oil, gas prices. Let's not forget that.
Down. Oil prices are very fun. They just went up this week.
Gas prices are down. From where they had been in the summer.
Oil goes up to $75 a gallon. The gas price went up to $3, almost $3?
Yeah, over $3.
Okay. And then the oil prices went down from 75. I'm sorry. It hit 57, and we only lost 50 cents a gallon.
Surprise. And this is with all the politicians forcing it down so they get reelected. Remember, if they had forced it back to $1.50, they might have made some headway to where people remembered it for years ago. But to force it back down to $2.30, when it had been $1.70, just a few, didn't work. Too bad. We won. I'm feeling so,
And I can't, favorite thing is Nancy Pelosi's after, what is it called, those dog-eared things? The stuff that's inserted into the budgets? Into bills that they...
Oh, the port? Well, sort of the port.
But it's called something like dog-eared...
I mean, they're going to be called leeches because they're hanger-on things that just suck the blood.
Well, what they do is they put them in these bills, and you don't even have to say who's... It's, done anonymously.
Wow.
And it's put in bills. It's, bills that are hundreds of pages long. It was stuffed in on page 80. You know, a couple million for this, half a million for that. And they don't even have a congressman or a senator's name on it. And that's what Pelosi's trying to get rid of.
Well, God, you know, as she said, she's got this plan not for the first 100 days, but for the first 100 hours in office to try and do something. So if they can,
they're going to do this wonderful new thing from the 1940s called raise the minimum wage. That's one of her first things.
Hallelujah!
I mean, really,
the federal minimum wage. I mean, it's still a states' rights issue at the moment, but at least there can be. I mean, there is a federal, and then states can raise it higher if they want to.
Do you know how much the federal minimum wage is?
Well, is it still $5.70 or something?
It's unbelievable.
I know. I know very well. Working at this radio station, I know very well what minimum wage is.
No, that's slave labor.
Yeah, actually, come to think of it. Anyway, unfortunately, we have to wrap this part of the celebration up because we've got guests in the neighborhood.
Hopefully they're Democrats.
Oh, I'm... Yeah.
Are they Democrats?
They are now. Or they will be. when we get through talking to them, because everybody who comes to the neighborhood...
That's what we should have said. We should have vote Democratic and vote often.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Well, Jeff Goodman's here. He's going to stick with me. Dave Lefkowitz here with Dave's Gone By. We've got TJ and Dave, along with me, Dave, coming up right after these messages. Okay, listen to me. No, I mean listen to me on Compact Disc, where bunches of past episodes of Dave's Gone By are yours to hear over and over again. Comedy sketches like Mel's a Poppin' and Handyman Yoni, visits with guests like Reckless Eric and Julie Haggerty, punchlines and politics in the News Gone By, all just $11 a disc, shipping included. Visit davesgoneby.org or call 516-295-1511 for me on CD. Okay, so your business proposal has been typed, proofread, photoshopped, and given a nice cover. Now, all you need is 20 spiral-bound copies plus 1,000 printings of your latest brochure. Your Xerox can't do it. Your mailroom can't do it. Hewlett Minuteman Press can do it all. Your one-stop printing shop, Minuteman, 1315 Broadway in Hewlett. Open 6 days a week, 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. Family-owned Minuteman, their service can't be duplicated. Welcome back to Dave's Gone By, and we're going to have a lot of fun here tonight because I don't know if we've ever had any real improv people on the show. I've had singers and actors and a professional whistler, God help me, and an opera fanatic, but not folks who really got on the ledge and the limb and the edge to go out there, no script per se, nothing but just their wits about them and some suggestions. And so who knows where this will go. And we'll do maybe a little bit of improv, but also some talking with TJ and Dave. Now, TJ Jagodowski and David Pasquese are generally Chicago performers, but they're in New York for a while because they've got a new show here that they're doing off-Broadway. So I'm going to talk to them about it, and they'll talk to me about it. TJ and Dave, which is the name of their thingy, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
And is that what you've named your thingy?
It is. It's called, my thingy has a different name, but the show that we're doing is called TJ and Dave.
It's Dave Jr., isn't it? Yeah, there. Thank you. So what is TJ and Dave? How is it different from, say, Whose Line Is It Anyway, even before it sucked with Jim Carrey?
Even the British one?
Well, the British one was great, yeah.
It's complete. This is a long-form two-man evening. We have no suggestions, and we just start improvising. And where it's going to go, we have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
And whereas Whose Line is built on kind of short-form games, mm-hmm. Dave's show and mine ends up being more like a one-act play than kind of segmented, specified, described games kind of thing.
So what are some of the recent plays, I guess, that have evolved from a suggestion or a thought?
Well, just last night we had a woman, a beautiful woman, who everyone she came in contact with became smitten by or with.
Well, was that the audience member who made the suggestion, or that's
no,
the theme of
no,
your play?
Oh. No, there was no, we don't take an audience suggestion. We just begin, and then whatever seems to be going on, we follow that. And
who was the girl?
She may or may have not been an angel.
She was the gal was played last night by both of us. One of the things that Dave and I do is that even though someone originates that part within the show, out of either mostly out of necessity, someone else may end up playing that part, and at that point, I may end up going into a part that Dave originated. So it depends. Sometimes we'll create up to 10, sometimes 12, I think, is our high watermark characters, and we try and keep as best we can them alive
throughout the narrative.
Right. And we move around. Last night was a bit unusual in that we only had
one location
with two different rooms. We only had three characters. Oftentimes we move around quite a bit and have more characters than that.
So do characters return over the weeks and the months that you do this, or is it once it's done and it goes into the air?
That's it. It's just for that evening. That's the way it's worked out so far, and we've been doing it for 4 years back in Chicago, and we've been doing it on and off for about a year here in New York, and we've not repeated a story.
Huh. Now, how did you guys end up hooking up in Chicago?
Our initial meeting was there's an event in Chicago called the Chicago Improv Festival, mm-hmm. and the organizer, this was, I guess, 4.5 years ago,
five years ago,
was counting on this big SAG and writer's strike happening, and so had basically plugged people, assuming that they would not be working at that time
right.
because of the strike.
Big name TV and
SNL folks and folks who worked at Conan and Mad, and they resolved the strike, so they couldn't yeah. come because they had to work. And he found, there was a six-fella cast at that point, and that evening was the first time I ever worked or got to play with Dave.
As it were. But mm-hmm. why him? I mean, why did you hook up as opposed to all the other different performers that you would have circled around in Chicago theater? Because their theater scene is as vital as New York's in a way.
Yeah, and certainly for improvisation, it's a great spot.
I mean, we have a place in New York called Chicago City Limits. I mean, that's
right.
just how influential it's been in that scene.
Right.
So,
I'm a little older than TJ and a lot of the guys. One of the things about Chicago is that once you do a certain amount of work there, people tend to leave and go on somewhere else because there's only a certain amount of things. There's no television or film work there. So when people want to...
Well, there's Oprah, but...
Right, there is
Which is why people leave.
That's an excellent idea. I should start working that. Start to get on Oprah more often.
Yeah.
Because I got problems. I got a host of them. Yeah. I got plenty of stuff I can talk about.
I think your problem
is
that you're not interested in fixing any of them.
Oh, I guess that's it, right. And I hate that Phil guy.
Oh, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I really hate that guy. Mr. Phil, who calls him that?
My brother. Refuses to call him doctor.
Well, why don't you guys banter a little more, and let's see where it goes. Is that going to be weird doing that in this kind of situation?
It would be. It's part of what the aspect of what we do kind of relies on a bit of the being able to be seen as well, the physicality of it, and kind of inhabiting a space as well.
But we're happy to talk about nonsense. That's a large aspect of our evening.
Well, it's a good thing you're talking talk radio.
Yeah,
97%.
Yeah.
So, all right, talk nonsense to me. Beware of the Jabberwock.
Is there any particular topic you like to discuss? Because we're equally well versed on everything.
Are you really?
Yes, equally well
versed
on
everything. Let's see, sex is the obvious one, so I want to keep my listenership. What the hell?
Sex?
Yeah, why not?
You mean the act of sex or love making, as some people I don't hang around with refer to it as?
Sure.
Yeah,
let's remember we are on regular radio, so we've got to keep it
right.
But it's also Sunday night.
I actually remembered
so
that
fisting
in
is okay.
sentence.
Yeah.
Like that we were on regular radio. Fisting is okay. Oh, good. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say fisting isn't okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because the mess are just...
yeah, it's just...
The elbow hurts or...
There's so many other ways I can disappoint. That I find I don't have to really stretch the envelope.
In a metaphorical way of speaking. What about you, TJ? What are your thoughts on the sexual congress?
I usually check.
Or the House of Representatives as well.
As far as sex, the only thing I knew is I usually check the box that has the M next to it.
Oh, the M, right? Gender. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Oh,
is
it similar?
Something other than that?
It's like M or N for neuter. I'm a little...
MF and N.
Yeah, all righty. Maybe we should go to another topic.
Sure.
All right, Amish milkman. Go!
Well, he wasn't Amish.
No, he wasn't. All right.
No, he wasn't. And I had an injury.
Topic is Amish milkman.
Okay, right. Amish milkman. All right. I guess it's safer to have an Amish milkman in an Amish community or an Amish grade school.
Yeah.
I guess so. Here was my idea. For people who are interested in lining up children and shooting them.
Like me, yeah.
And then shooting themselves, flip-flop it.
Go
ahead and shoot yourself first.
Oh, I see.
And then shoot the children.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna throw that out there to the people who are considering
that's
it.
That's more like for a Polish milkman, actually. I think. Like, first I'll do this, and then I'll get the kids. I can do that, yeah.
Was that just a Polack joke?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
As one, I felt, I think it was.
Oh, I have Polish blood in me, too.
Sure. I'll tell you, it was.
Totally was, yeah, absolutely. All right, so I guess I'm just going to throw out topics and let you do your thing, then.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, I also don't want to misrepresent that this is necessary. We're happy to talk about anything at all, but usually the evening is that there's these relationships between these people, which I'm not sure that we'll be able to get into.
Obviously not. Right. That's okay, why I'm throwing out.
Right. Excellent. Thank you.
Beck Lee, by the way, is the press agent who's responsible for bringing TJ and Dave to the Daverhood. Thank you so much, Beck. And we're
literally
back.
Driving us out here.
Oh, yeah, actually, yes, yeah. And thank you so much for that, Beck. We will be back with more of TJ and Dave on the Daverhood right after this. The best Broadway magazine just got better. More listings, more contact numbers, more inside information in Performing Arts Insider. And not just Broadway, off-Broadway, off-off, dance, cabaret, opera. As one dramaturg put it, Performing Arts Insider is a goldmine of information for the theater professional. 21 times a year at your doorstep, the whole world of theater, with 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. Visit PerformingArtsInsider.com or call 516-295-1511. 516-295-1511. Performing Arts Insider. It's Broadway the best way.
Hi, this is TJ Jagodowski.
And David Pasquazi of TJ and Dave.
And you're listening to Dave's Gone By
on WGBB.
Keep listening.
Welcome back to Dave's Gone By, and we're in the Daverhood with Dave and TJ, or as they like to call themselves, TJ and Dave.
Actually, some of us like to call us that.
Most of us like to call us that.
Half of us like to call us that.
Well, when you're looking in a mirror, lengthwise, it's still Dave and TJ, but if you're looking from one eye, it's TJ and Dave, or something like that. By the way, just remind everybody before we get rolling back into the nonsense, you're playing Where, When, What, What.
We're at the Barrow Street Theater.
Yep, which is basically 7th and Bleecker.
The first week of every month, we're down there for Thursday through Sunday. Shows at on Thursday through Sunday, it goes 10, 11, 11, 10.
10 p.m., 11 p.m., 11 p.m. So it's all kind of late-night stuff.
Right, and you can find that all on BarrowStreetTheater.com.
And theater spelled with a...
R-E.
So Barrow Street Theatre.
Theatre, mm-hmm. Yes.
.com. So let's talk a little bit about the theater. What were like the first shows that you guys ever saw of a live performance?
Oh, I remember in Chicago, it would have been live performance.
It was Live New Girls at the Showtime.
With my dad on my dad's lap.
Well, you were on your dad's lap for a while, and then
he asked me to leave for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think one of the first ones was at school. I went and saw Glass Menagerie in the Round.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But one of the most influential ones, there was two of them. They were both at the Wisdom Bridge Theater in Chicago, which is now defunct. But they did The Belly and the Beast with William Peterson, which was phenomenal. And then Hamlet, they did also this tremendous Hamlet with Aidan Quinn and Del Close was in it.
Good heavens. And then what about you?
I didn't see much straight
this
theater.
This is TJ
as a,
yeah. You saw a lot of gay theater, basically.
Almost exclusively, and that pretty much turned me off of theater, so I went into improvising.
Speaking of, sorry.
And then I did see Second City, and that was...
Was that a revelation?
That was kind of available and an option, and I got involved in some workshops, and then I really got hooked. I'd never been on stage myself until I was out of college.
Huh. And was it a dare or
for me.
Yeah. Or did you really that first time you got on stage when you were prepared to like what was the situation for both of you?
I was in a class.
Oh.
I went to class with my brother who was in law school at the time and just wanted to take improv classes and I at my mom's insistence I went with him.
Okay. And then you ended up being the one getting hooked.
Right. And I read this book by Jeff Sweet called Something Wonderful Right Away.
Jeff's been on the show.
He's a great guy.
Real cool dude.
And And that had a huge influence on me as well. And I find, you know, my teacher at the time was mentioned in the book, and it was, I'd never realized that that was a possibility for somebody to spend their time doing.
And what about you, TJ?
The first theater show that hit me was going to see Second City, and it did feel it was revelation-ish.
Revelationary. It was a revelationary.
Epiphaneskish. Yeah. Epiphaneski.
I knew Mr. Epiphaneski.
He was the poet?
He was the landlord, yeah.
Oh, Pat, just passed. Beautiful, beautiful service, though. It did feel like, well, man, if I don't try and do this for a living, I don't know if I'd ever actually be happy. And I'd never studied theater and hadn't done any acting and never been hired to do anything before Second City allowed me to tour wow. with one of their touring companies.
Now, are you guys both making a living doing, maybe not a great living, but a living doing what you do?
Yeah. I mean, cool. Neither of us have other jobs.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, between like the theater stuff and then, you know, commercial work here and there.
Commercial, right.
That takes care of the
life. Improvisation. For those of the youngsters out there considering it for an income source, that's ridiculous.
Right. But you subsidize through...
Right, through grants. You know, I often just write letters to the phone company and I say, you know, they realize that they support the arts and I ask them to just, you know. I also called Bono and asked him to have the bank, you know, forgive my debt.
Didn't work.
Not so much. Not so much. The bank said, apparently it's easier to talk someone out of trillions of dollars than, you know, just a couple hundred grand.
Yeah, unfortunately. Back to the nonsense. Let's see. Let's have some more nonsense topics.
All right.
Also trying to get you guys going into some sort of thing here. Food. Any favorite foods for you guys?
I love the Italian food. I just like fresh.
The Italian food.
Yeah.
The Itai food.
Yeah, I love Itai food. I like it. I like it a lot. And you know what, man? This New York City, they got some restaurants here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And really, it's tremendous. It's hard to find a bad meal. I mean, I try.
Try harder. You can.
Yes.
TJ, you want to jump in here? You're doing silence. You're doing mime, which is a big problem on the radio.
This is, I like to think it gets across in its own way.
If
you listen carefully enough, you can hear my shoulders and hand motions.
Stop that hand motion right now.
I was just telling Dave in the ride out here. I hadn't tried them before our last visit here. I'm crazy about the wasabi peas.
Oh, Trader Joe's. You can get those.
I guess I just don't do any kind of like grocery shopping at home. I think we just order out so much that little like being able to walk into every little deli and find action. Those wasabi peas are knocking my socks off.
Yeah, I had a wasabi pea yesterday. Hurt like hell.
Were you able to pass it?
Nice comeback. Thank you very much.
See, you don't need me, Dave.
Yeah, it's going to be Dave and Dave now.
By the end of this half hour.
So let's see, other topics. The religion, want to go there?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Hey, I noticed, do the rest of the listeners know that you share a radio station, the property here?
Actually, well, I'm sure some of them do, but by all means enlightened.
Well, is it a gospel?
Part of it, and it's also Christian,
but it's a Christian radio station.
Christian
music and stuff like that. It's which I find, and they didn't stop me at the door, which is nice. I like that when I'm, you know, just anywhere.
Are you a Yid? Are you one of us? Are you one of the tribe?
I'm not. I'm. What do you guys would refer to me as? A Goy, I think, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are you Italian?
I am Italian.
Ah, so you can say Italian and not get funny looks. Yeah.
You know what though? There's another thing. that somehow I can make fun of the Italians because I am Italian. You know, I'm not that small-minded. I believe that I am, part of mankind, and I think larger than just these specific titles and consider myself part of humanity. And so, therefore, it's all open for me to criticize. That's my little way around it. We blacks, right?
Oh, so I guess I'm just your nose that's kind of large. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it that way. I had to go there. I'm sorry. I'm Jewish. I have same things.
How do you mean?
Protuberance in the wrong places. No,
Well, never mind.
It's Roman.
Yes.
It's Roman.
It's Roman all over the room. I'm sorry. That was not very nice. I never go towards that. And you're actually a good-looking tall guy, so I want to say that.
I don't know. Now I'm trying to translate that. We're good-looking tall guy. I wonder what he means.
Gay subtext after the show.
Okay. All right. That's because
I've got the KY and the handcuffs. Made by Pennsylvania Dutch. No, I don't. No, I don't.
The handcuffs made by Pennsylvania Dutch?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool. And they put people in the stocks.
Yeah, that's a nice cuff.
Oh. Okay.
You make a nice cuff.
I have a tiny nose. Mm-hmm. And I'm about as good as it gets, I think.
Well, Jagodowski, are you Polish? Or
half Polish, half Irish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you get drunk, but you don't know what you're drinking. I'm sorry.
You may not need me.
Well, we got five more minutes to we can just sit here in silence or come up with some other things to talk about.
Oh, if you can see my hand motions now, they're really good.
Oh, how about politics?
Well, you might get TJ for that. Absolutely, completely ignore as best I can anything to do with politics.
Yeah, I've yet to vote for any. The last time I voted was for high school, like class president.
I voted for a last election. I voted for another buddy of mine for president, but TJ is a write-in for vice president. I don't know that too many people write in a vice president, because they talk about, they say live free, or no, they don't. Live free or die was actually
that's
something.
New Hampshire.
Yeah. No, vote or die. These guys were trying to convince us that you vote or die. You know what? That's simply not true. That is a lie. If I don't vote, I just don't. I just haven't voted. I'm not going to die. You know. So a lot of people believe that it's the lesser of two evils you're supposed to vote for. Well, that's willingly promoting what I already know as evil. Why would I do that? Why would I, with my eyes open, vote for
one evil over?
Yeah, well, it's evil. Evil is evil.
Well, if we get into a serious conversation, there's evil and then there's evil.
All right.
You know, with Bush and anybody else.
Regardless, but it's the lesser of two evils. A lot of people would agree with me that when you're making a vote between the two-party system, that it's the lesser of two evils that you're voting for, which, by definition, is evil. So why would I vote for evil? Well, not going to do it. So I vote for my buddies.
All I know is that the last time I saw Guys and Dolls, Emily Lesser, she's an actress, is the daughter of course, of Frank Lesser. And I don't know which of them I hated more. So it was the evil of two Lessers, basically.
Very
not
nice.
Not just a joke.
Very nice.
Just a pun. They're both wonderful. I had to go there. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, we are
like
here.
You know what? I feel badly.
Bad.
I bought it hook, line, and sinker.
We were trying to come up in the car with someone we like less than Manny Patinkin.
Yeah, and I don't know that we... Yeah,
we didn't come up with one.
No.
Let me explain that Manny Patinkin is... this show doesn't have many enemies, but we have one.
Banging on the drum. There's just one hot in the world.
Wow. Wow.
That's what the improv I should do. I should try and interview you as Mandy, which was better luck than the rabbi got. So, Mandy, how do you like working on this TV show that you're on, the murder show?
That was a spitting sound.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
I would like to renew my candidacy for vice president, though. I think it is a grassroots kind of movement.
Right. And, you know, we find out you don't really need a president to hitch your wagon to. You can just vote for, you can run for vice president.
Yeah. That's really neat. That's
one vote at a time, and this time I'd like more than one vote.
Yeah. Well, you got the one.
Yeah.
And what party would be right to death, perhaps, or the...
The preference for death party.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Non-working families.
Yeah,
in your show business.
We pledge to thin the herd.
The AMA is lobbying hard against them. I'll tell you that.
By the way, how long is TJ and Dave running at the Barrow Street Theater?
The first week of each month till the end of time.
Oh, so it's an open run.
It is an open run.
Yep.
Knock wood. So again, have the crowds been good.
Our next shows available will be the November shows, which are the second
to the fifth.
And then we'll definitely be back again December 7th to the 10th.
So do you go back and forth to Chicago, or you guys?
Yes, we do. Oh, yeah, cool. Even when we come in, we do a show in Chicago on Wednesdays and do our show in New York Thursday through Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah, we have a great. It's difficult to explain, but it's the folks who come seem to enjoy it and also have a difficult time explaining it.
Kind of like people who visit my house, but you know. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank T.J. Jagodowski and David Pasquese or Pasquese?
Pasquese.
Pasquese.
Nicely done.
For joining me in the neighborhood. Please go see T.J. and Dave doing their thing at the Barrow Street Theater in New York. And find out more about it at their website, barrowstreettheater.org or
com.
And that's theater with an R-E. Guys, any last thoughts about any subject in the world that you want to talk about?
I can't be pushing these wasabi peas enough. They're
hot peas. And on a similar note, you know, there's a bit more serious, if you will indulge me, that world hunger's there's something you can do about world hunger.
Give peas a chance.
Nosh a bissel. have a little something. Do your part.
You should. You should force yourself.
Do your part. Knock out hunger. Have something to eat.
Well. I'm very happy to be dining and feasting on the humor and the intelligence of TJ and Dave. It's been great to have you guys in the neighborhood. Thanks so much. Have a great one.
Thanks, Dave.
It was a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
D is for Dave, F is for fun, S is for silly and special, X is for excellent entertainment, DFSX, internet radio, playing vintage episodes of Dave's Gone By, Saturday nights at 11. It's part of Live 365, but all you gotta do is visit davesgoneby.org. Click the link and listen online to classic Dave's Gone By, Saturdays at 11. DFSX, letters that stand for terrific! Eat. Eat. Use. Use. Buy. Buy. Look at me. I'm the American consumer, and I want to spend my money on stores, restaurants, showrooms, travel agencies, mail order catalogs. Sell me stuff. How do you reach me? Well, I listen to Dave's Gone By. So, if you advertise there, you'll certainly have my attention. Dave'sGoneBy.org has all the details, or email davesgoneby@aol.com for the rate card. I'm listening. Sell me what you got. You don't have to pay big bucks on Broadway to enjoy a funny play. You could sit in the comfort of your living room, or bedroom, and read a whole book of hilarious comedies by the one and only me, Dave Lefkowitz. Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World, filled with my unique humor, satire, and spoofery. If you like my show, you'll love my book. $20 hardcover, $12 soft. Buy it at davesgoneby.org. Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World. It says it all, doesn't it?
Hi, this is David Pasquese.
And TJ Jagodowski.
We're called TJ and Dave.
Separately and as a pair.
And you're listening to Dave's Gone By
on WGBB 1240 AM.
Well, I'm looking for you with long experience. Drinking in the nightclub with my bosom friend who come down to spend the weekend. When I look back, who you think I see but one of my family? Good heavens, a shout. Mama Jacob, what the France you're doing in the nightclub? Same time the rock and roll start to play. She hold on to a Yankee and break away, I tell you. But if you see the woman, brother, she more than 60. And I'm sure without any doubt, she could be my granny. Still she walking bout at night with she face like Jack Palance. We go to France, step aside and give the sparrow a chance. You know I'm looking for you with not experience.
Yes, indeed. We are getting more and more experience in radio here, having a fine experience with TJ and Dave in the neighborhood on this Dave's Gone By with my good friend and co-host Jeff Goodman this week. How you doing, Jeff, again? And
hello.
Hello. We just heard actually a clip, a cutting of The Mighty Sparrow, the Calypso Master. Not from even his own album. This is a very weird thing. Van Dyke Parks is a very nutty guy. And he put out a CD called...
That's a very nutty beard.
Called Discover America. Well, yeah, actually he did. Or he probably still does.
Probably had a Van Dyke.
I just got that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know who he is. He's a famous producer, arranger. He did a lot of the Beach Boys stuff, and he's worked with a lot. I did some Randy Newman stuff. Anyway, he included on an album called Discover America, which wasn't about our America at all, but about mostly the islands in Trinidad and a lot of the calypso-type music. And he opened the album with a cut, for no particular reason, of The Mighty Sparrow, doing a song called Jack Palance, or Palance. He pronounces it Palance.
You say tomato,
I say
tomato.
We both say he's dead. Jack Palance.
Bye, Jack.
Bye, Jack. It was,
hey, thanks for doing a movie or two.
Yeah, well, yeah, or 3 or 15.
Shane, come back.
Did you know, now, where do you think Jack Palance came from?
California.
Before then.
His mother.
But nice, nicely done. You know, guess his country, look at his face and think of his country of origin. He could pass for Eskimo, but no.
Turkmenistan?
Good enough, Ukrainian.
Really?
Yeah, he was born Walter Jack Polanyuk.
He make movie. USMA?
In 1919, he was born. He wasn't born in the Ukraine. His parents were Ukrainian, so he's of strong Ukrainian stock. But he was born in Pennsylvania, cold country, and died this past week at the age of 87.
Doing a push-up, I understand.
No, he wasn't doing a push-up. Explain the whole push-up thing in case people don't remember.
When he won an Oscar for City Slickers, he was so thrilled. He wanted to prove everyone he was still young enough to do movies, so he started to do push-ups on the stage of the Oscars.
And that's what killed him.
Yes.
You know, that was actually 14 years ago at this point. It was 1992 that he won an Oscar for City Slickers.
And he outlived Bruno Kirby.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah. City Slickers was a movie Bruno Kirby didn't like, and then he and Billy Crystal had a big fight about it.
Right, right, yeah. And Billy Crystal was seen sneaking away from Bruno Kirby's house one night with a can of rat poison.
I blame it all on Billy Crystal. I think he's killing his City Slickers co-stars right now.
Who else was in that? Was there Meg Ryan in that? No. Who was in that with
poor him? Meg Ryan, doomed to die.
Oh, God. Like her career. No, I don't know what that means. And you know, that wasn't...
Who's got mail?
Jack Palance's only... You know, he won 2 previous Oscars in 1952 for a movie called Sudden Fear. And then in 1953, 1 year later, he won another Best Supporting Actor Oscar for... What else? You know. You mentioned it off mic before.
Shane.
He wasn't Shane. He was the bad guy, and a memorable one at that. And he also won an Emmy Award for doing the TV version of Requiem for a Heavyweight. So, I mean, you look at him and you thought, oh, just bad guy and limited, but he won a lot of awards, and he admitted that the most famous quote in all the obituaries is where he said, quote, "Most of the stuff I do is garbage." He went right out there to say, it's Hollywood, most of it is crap. He didn't want to live in Hollywood, so he moved away for a while. In fact, he was in Switzerland for many years and then came back just when the money ran out.
And he was going to be on that crap fest for New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, no? Well, we can still have him. He'll just be really quiet now.
need Jennifer Love Hewitt to bring him back.
Well, yeah. Have a joke
can
there,
we do some psychic work on the New Year's Eve show?
Sure, we can do anything we want if we get the time.
But then that's what we should have New Year's psychic Eve.
Well, Dick Clark might be dead by then, so maybe we can bring him back. We can bring back these.
No, that's what we should do. Is we can predict the future and we can tell people's fortune on the air.
We know what we can do is try to contact the non-working side of Dick Clark's face.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize to the whole world for that. But you know, one of the odd things about Jack... I mean, I keep bringing it back to Jack Palance, because goddammit, the guy's dead. City Slickers shouldn't have been that big a surprise, because then the fact that he was doing a comedy in the early years when he was winning all those Oscars, he was appearing on television right and left on things like the Steve Allen Show and all these variety programs.
Didn't he do Batman?
Did he? You mean the TV show Batman?
No.
No, I don't know. Did you know that on Broadway...
Yes, I'm very bright, so I know.
He replaced none other.
Marlon Brando.
You did know that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in The Streetcar.
I just thought he'd be good in that.
He was a replacement for Brando. What happened was he was a replacement in The Road Company, the understudy for Anthony Quinn. And when he did that for a while, they brought him to Broadway.
So you were shocked that I knew things, huh?
Well, I thought that was a... Fair. If that was a guess, that was a darn good guess. And so just the one cool thing about him was the... Well,
I had no idea, by the way. I did just...
You just guessed. Pulled it out of air. Kind of like the farts we've been making all night.
Mm-hmm. I got the fan going on, by the way, so I'm
You got the fanny going on? I can smell. No, the fan, I know. The fan's blowing. Anywho, the running theme in Jack Palance's life was really discussed with commercialism. You know, he knew that a lot of the films he was doing was just for money. He moved away from the Hollywood lifestyle for a while. Bought a ranch near L.A. And I think the motto of Jack Palance's life was that you can have it all and reject it all, but you have to have it all first. You can't really reject it before you've enjoyed it and gotten it and tucked some of it away, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
I know, because I have it all.
No, I was going to...
Every Sunday with Dave.
Woohoo! But...
My life is so full on Sundays from 11 to 12.
And the rest of the time, just...
It's dead.
Crawl into a balloon coffin and...
I'm telling you.
Schmiert. No, but actually, on an actual serious note, I'm going to shock you. Now, I've known this for about an hour or two. I didn't want to tell you because I wanted to just get your real actual reaction, Jeff.
Dead.
Another death. And it's not someone anybody else would know but the two people really room.
Who?
And I have no idea this was going to... So, but I thought we'd take a couple of minutes and talk about it. This is actually a shock, and I'm not kidding.
Who?
Just because respected Broadway publicist Bob Fennell has died at the age of 48.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bob Fennell of Bone O'Brien Brown.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Of an illness, undisclosed, very last... I mean, a guy... I remember seeing him just a few weeks ago. You always see him at the shows.
Wow.
Good-looking guy, glasses, and like... This is from Broadway.com. He was co-owner of the publicity office, not Bone O'Brien. He had started at Bone O'Brien.
Yeah.
And then went off to the publicity office. These are the places where we get our theater tickets when
Barbara
we go.
Barbara must be devastated.
Who? Barbara Carroll?
Yeah.
No. Well, she's at...
She's at the publicity office.
No, she's at Rinaldi.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But, see, this is really inside kind of jargon for us folks, but we're theater critics and theater people, as well as radio folks. So when we go to review shows and we go to see Broadway productions, the folks we don't call the actors, we don't call the producers directly. There are press agencies that handle the productions. Like when we spoke with TJ and Dave, I got in touch with a press agent handling their show, a guy named Beck Lee, who has a company called Media Blitz. So he's the fellow that we went through. And so there are these other companies that you go through to see Broadway shows, and one of them is the publicity office, and there's Bone O'Brien Brown and Barlow Hartman, and Peter Cromedy's office. And anyway, Bob Fennell was certainly one of the busier ones. He worked on over 100 shows, even though the man was only 48 years old. Among the shows that he helped to represent as part of the press corps.
I mean, currently he has Wicked Spelling Bee.
Well, not anymore. Currently he has nothing. Currently,
no jokes about Bob.
He was sheep.
I liked him. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he was great. I mean, and he worked on Phantom. He worked on Raising the Sun, Skylight, Fortune's Fools, The Vagina Monologues.
Oh, we'll forgive him for those.
And born Robert Arthur Fennell on November 7th, 1958 in Yonkers.
That's my mother's birthday.
November 7th?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And his birthday was just a couple days ago, though.
Holy merd. That's right. Maybe I wonder when he died. Earlier today. He died.
Wow.
Sometime today.
And they got it up on Broadway.com so fast?
Yeah. Well, good for them.
He has a good press agent.
he has the best. He has God. So he survived by... This is interesting. You don't normally see this. He survived by his longtime companion,
mm-hmm.
Stacy Shane. I don't know, maybe it's a man named Stacy. You wouldn't call a woman long time ago, but maybe you would. I don't know if he was straight or gay or what. Doesn't matter at this point, but strange to see...
Didn't matter at any point, David.
Nicely put. Nicely put. Zing. All right, you got me on that one. Thank you. A lot of sisters. 3 nephews, 6 nieces. Anyway. Sad news, because he was a good guy. It's weird to see someone like, whoa, And it's not like one of the old-time press agents where it was like, oh, my God, was he still alive? Well, not anymore. With Bob, it was like,
what's really
he should have been working for another
20
years.
I'm older than he was.
Yeah, you're a year older than, well, it was, they say a brief illness, and they're not describing what.
Wow.
So, I don't know, if we talk to someone at the publicity office this week, maybe they'll know a little better.
Yeah,
anyway, yeah. We got to, sorry to go on a downer like this.
Let's go out to his family and all that.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, all his sisters and to Stacey Shane, male or female, whoever she is, he is. It is.
They are.
I better stop talking now and go to commercial. We'll be back to close out this episode of Dave's Gone By.
About an hour and a half.
Right after this.
You do the chores.
Whoops. No, I'm not going to do that.
We're not doing any chores.
I think we were going to go right from the...
Why are you going to make me do some chores?
Oh, there's no more ads. That's our
no
ads from you.
Well, might I ask people to, if for all their party needs, call Fancy Schmancy Balloons, as long as we're looking for some ads. Fancy Schmancy Balloons can be reached by calling 516-797-3229 for all your decorating needs. That would include theme parties, sweet 16s, communions, anniversary parties, any party you want. We'll decorate it. Give us the cash. We'll blow up some balloons for you.
And let's also not forget our other wonderful sponsors, even though you're Fancy Schmancy, but the other ones are important too, and we love them. Hewlett Minuteman Press, the Copy Kings of Broadway. Don't forget, you can go in there, mention Dave's Gone By, get how much off?
400%.
No, you don't get 400% off. And you know that. You get 10% off your order, big or small, if you go to Hewlett Minuteman Press Broadway.
I dare you to go to Minuteman Press and say you want one copy and you want your 10% off.
Well, let's see. What would it be? It would be about, you pay 9 cents, I guess, instead of 10 cents. That'd be all right. It'd be a pain because I'd have to have a lot of pennies on hand for people to do that.
Well, no, then there's tax.
Oh, that's right. So it would be 10 instead of 11 cents.
You're just saving the tax, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you're making it easier for them. Even if you go in there with one page to copy, you make it easier for them. Because they can take the pay, you don't have to worry about it.
Is you just go in with a dime, one thin dime, and
yes.
You can get something at Hewlett Minuteman Press.
Yes, black and white, you know, colors a bit more, but you get 10%
color
off.
$300.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's just one of those things. It's a very slow machine, and they have to use human blood for the red ink. It's a really difficult process. It's offset. Really. And let's see, now that I've offset everybody's stomachs.
And HIV negative.
Ooh, thank God. Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine, the Bible
of
Broadway.
Which
you subscribe to.
Who keyed that little phrase?
I've been using it for years, but I guess you did, Jeff.
Was it?
Yeah, I've been using it for ages, of course. It's the Bible of Broadway, because it's been around since 1944. Jeff, people have been using it to find
out
what...
It's a post-war magazine.
It was in war. 1940, we were still fighting at that point.
Well,
mid-war. It was a mid-war magazine for people who wanted to know, even
then, end of the war.
What was going on Broadway. Now, off-Broadway, it has cabaret listings, opera, dance. Go to performingartsinsider.com.
It's wonderful.
It is wunderbar. And mortgagesrock.com, because if you want to learn how to help your friends and family and colleagues... get loans for the things they need.
And you can make some money by helping your friends.
You can make a lot of money. You can make commission. And you know what it is to sell a house nowadays.
Baby.
It's good, good, big commission bucks. The more you work at it, the more you learn.
The more your mortgages rock.
And the more you earn, yes. Because making money never sounded so good. Okay, let's see. Getting towards the end of the show here. What else do I want to do? Thank you, TJ and Dad. I did that already.
They were fabulous. If you want to go see their show, where is it?
The Barrow Street Theater.
There we go.
Yes, and again, it's a late night thing. Look it up at barrowstreettheater.com, I think is the address.
It was a communist website.
Woohoo! Thank you to my wonderful wife, Joyce, for being a wonderful wife.
And the
Joyce,
kids.
And the wonderful dogs who were so good at the vet today. They had, see, one of our dogs is 4 years old, so he just got the regular annual shots. They're great, wonderful, adorable dachshund dogs. And you can see their pictures on my website, davesgoneby.org. You can also see a bunch
of
pictures of me,
website.
But I think you'd rather look at the dogs. What?
You have an organic website.
How is that?
Org.
Oh, org. Well, I don't show my organ on it. Although for
am
for
I on
a lot of money, I would. I don't think you are. You ought to be. We have some really good, funny head shots together. No, actually, I should probably put up there.
I have a couple of selected nudes, too.
I don't know if our website page is big enough. No, I'm kidding. I kid.
Thank you.
A little humor.
Quite long.
Sorry. Well, thank you.
My nudes, not yours.
Well, no nudes is good news. Like, anywho. Everybody listen to Indecent Exposure Radio Saturday nights, or going into Sunday morning, from midnight until 6 a.m. on WVOX 1460 a.m. in New Rochelle. If you can't get it on your regular dial, which you probably can't, because we're in Long Island, then hear it streaming on WVOX.com.
And personally, I'd like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, because I will not be with you next week.
Neither will I. I was going to get to that in a moment or two, after I also remind people to listen to Vic Fusco, Swing City Vic, Sunday nights at 9 on this station.
How about a psychic friend?
And, yes, yes, Joyce Keller at 11 o'clock on Wednesday nights, also on WGBB.
Let's invite Joyce for New Year's. Let's invite Joyce for New Year's so she can psychically really predict the future.
That would be neat. Not my wife, Joyce, but Joyce Keller, who's on Wednesdays
at 11. Well, I was psychically inviting your wife, Joyce, too.
Well, yes.
Love her.
I psychotically invite her. I'm more psychotic than psychic. Well, yes, that's just me. And let's see, catch a vintage episode of Dave's Gone By Thursday night.
DFX Radio? DFSX Radio?
DFSX, you got it. DFSX.
Oh, DFSX. I always thought it was...
No, it's not DFX.
DFSX. X.
D is for Dave, F is for fun, S is for silly and special. You heard the commercial. X is for excellent entertainment. D, F, S, X. But you'll have to remember that, Jeff. Just go to davesgoneby.org. It'll bring you. There's a link that'll bring you to DFSX Radio where you can hear.
So computer savvy.
I know. My orgs, my comms, my bizzes, my RUs, my DKs.
Do you net?
Sometimes. Sometimes I even come.
That's only if you orgasm.
Oh, good. We're already into gospel time. Just the right moment for that. Thank you. And yes, gospel all night, by the way, till the morning from midnight until 6 a.m. The gospel people, I'm sure, will be here pretty soon. But until they're here, Jeff and I are going to have some more fun.
We'll talk to you. And don't get upset at us, please.
No. Just you know, turn your radio off for about 5 more minutes.
Don't listen to us, because... We honestly know that Jesus loves you.
He does. We've been told.
But we just like to make fun of everything.
Everything in, under the sun.
Let's talk about Muhammad for a little while.
Let me just get through with
we
the
have
stuff.
More?
Yeah, we got more.
More stuff.
I didn't first finish off telling people Thursday nights and Saturday nights they can hear a vintage Dave by going to my website, davesgoneby.org, which brings them to a link to EFSX Radio, which is on Live 365. Okay.
Right.
Also...
Let's thank your parents for listening.
Thank you, Mom and Dad, if you're listening. I think by now they're...
And thank you, cousins.
Why should I be thanking... I love my cousins, but why should I be thanking them?
Thank my aunt.
Okay,
Aunt Phyllis in San Jose, who's invited me for Thanksgiving, which is the reason why I'm not
here. All right, so let's go there. Okay.
And I'll see my
you're
cousin Janice and my cousin Bruce.
Mazel. Okay.
I actually have a cousin Brucey.
You have a cousin Brucey?
Yes, I do.
All right. Remember this cousin Brucey?
He's very attractive. He's a very attractive
know.
Man. He has spawned an actual model. My second cousin, his child, is a model with the Ford Modeling Agency.
He's nice.
An Abercrombie and Fitch boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
See, there are attractive people in my family, just on my side.
If I modeled, were a Ford model, they'd have me stand behind the Ford so you couldn't see me.
I'm the before picture.
Anywho, what else? So, and yes, we should tell people, Dave's Gone By won't be on, well, there might be a repeat, but
it'll
it won't be a live show next week.
Absolutely great repeat, because I'll be on it.
Possibly.
Better be.
We'll see. Might be an older one. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to play
a
repeat.
Can't you pick one?
Not necessarily. I'm not going to be here, so I don't know.
Can't you give them a tape and say, look, this has Jeff in it. It's great.
I may do that, because I won't physically be here to do that, will I?
Well,
I would have had to have brought it in today to do that.
Why didn't you do that?
I didn't think of it. Then we got old shows here that they can pick and choose from 2-3 years ago.
But they don't care. But I'm not on those.
No, maybe you're on one or two of them. If there's one here with you when we're talking about the theater from 2003...
Oh, yeah, people really want to hear that. Let's hear about Confessions of a Nightingale.
Confessions, yes.
Confessions.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to also remind people that they can listen to even more of me by going to WUSB.FM, where I took part in their recent radiothon. They had a Robin Hitchcock music special that lasted about 8 hours. I love Robin Hitchcock. You don't even know who he is,
Dave,
do you?
He really had enough of you right now.
Oh, yeah, so you say something more interesting.
Okay, if you want to know about sex.
Well, can I at least tell them how they can hear about me doing a lot of talking on the Robin Hitchcock?
Yeah, because that's one thing they want now. After an hour of you, they want to hear more of you.
Well, if you do, go to WUSB.FM. I don't know if they've broken out that segment yet, but they're going to take the Robin Hitchcock marathon, put it up there so you can listen to the whole thing all year long.
Dave, I heard they're going to have that over and over on a loop, 24 hours a day.
That's what I'm just begging them. Yeah.
Dave is on it. Well, my God, we have to play that for 6 weeks in a row.
Well, no, the funny thing was I wasn't really supposed to be that involved in it. I was going to help out, get on the mic a couple of minutes, and then play a song or two of Robin Hitchcock, and that was it. It wasn't my gig.
Of course, he got on the microphone and wouldn't shut up.
Would not shut, because the guy there was a little bit not like the most comfortable, even though he's been there for a while. He was good, and he had a wonderful selection of music. But when it actually came to pitching, like you do in a marathon and like you do in a pledge week, he was really kind of reticent. So, of course, they put me in front of a mic, and I'm like, okay, everybody, let's give it.
So you were half deaf at that point?
Pretty much. Yeah, after a while, you could not pull me away. We just went on and on, begging people to call. And they wouldn't, and so it's this vicious cycle
because
where they call.
Because alcohol, no one's listening to you.
So even while I'm on another radio station, nobody listens.
You know what happens when you're on another radio station? They're all tuning into GBB.
And what kills me is I think the station raised about $200 during the Robin Hitchcock Marathon.
And after
total.
That's to get the Robin Hitchcock Marathon off the air.
2 days or a week later, they did an Elvis Costello Marathon, which I was not involved with.
$4,000.
$2,000. I'm like, damn. And we had an interview with Hitchcock and everything. I was like, oh, man. I was just so bummed because I really try hard. But anyway, so we have the gospel people there here.
We have gospelality.
Yay. I've been handed a CD called Kiera Kiki Sheard.
No making fun of gospel music.
All right, trust the name. Track one. Track one of Kiera Kiki Sheard.
So we could
and if you've ever had your Kiki Sheard, you know how painful
that is.
We got to go, ladies and gentlemen. We got to go. Just telling you, everybody, stick around for the next couple of weeks, even though I won't be here next week. We will be back in 2 weeks. Great guests coming up. Ray Jessel. A singer-songwriter.
Georgie Jessel's daughter.
No, but he wrote the musical Baker Street, and he's doing cabaret now in his 70s, just started being a performer.
It's a really big show.
Also, the guy who edits the crossword puzzles for Newsday. Some pretty interesting.
How big a loser do you have to be to get that job?
Anywho, I'll be back in 2 weeks. Jeff will be back in a couple of weeks.
No, I'll be back in 2 weeks.
You'll be back on the 26th?
Oh, no, I'll be back the week after.
Say goodbye. Well, no, don't say goodbye, Jeff. Yeah.
I'm not going to be back for November, so everyone have a lovely Thanksgiving.
Really, yes. As a matter of fact, right, I'll see you, I think, after Thanksgiving as
on
well.
On the 25th. Thanksgiving 26th. Is
I'll be back live in 2 weeks on November.
And Thanksgiving is the 23rd.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
So don't eat too much turkey that has tryptophan. It will make you sleepy.
What's wrong with that?
Then you won't get the pumpkin pie.
Well, you can wake up and have it.
Ooh.
I will be back live in 2 weeks. Sunday, November 26th, with the 197th edition of Dave's Gone By. Until then, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz wishing you good night, great election returns.
And Jeff will be back in 3 weeks to Gone By.
Here's Ray Jessel.
You do the chores, put the trash out, change your light bulb, change the sheets, pick the clothes off the floor. The dishwasher, run it, just as you've done it 1,000 times before. You do the shopping, get the car washed, catch a movie, read a book, watch the news, watch the game. What's really strange is
when your whole world changes, how so much stays the same. Life goes on. I have my small routines. I check the mail, straighten the magazines. Yes, life goes on without you, but doesn't mean a thing. A cold, wintry dance with not a chance of spring. The days go by, I have my work to do. Lord knows I try to never think of you. But night brings on the torment of where and why you're gone. How bitter the pill, but heartaches don't kill. And somehow life still goes on. Somehow, life still goes.